Shouts of glee could be heard as students embraced each other on the first day of school, but it wasn't just any regular first day in Aurora. Tuesday marked the grand opening of the new St. Anne's School campus with hundreds of students and parents in attendance. The school is the partner of St. Andrew's College and gives York Region its first all-girls private school, pulling in students from Aurora, Newmarket, Bradford West Gwillimbury, and across the region. "It's very exciting to have this locally. We're from just around the corner," said Helen Kelson, whose daughter Penny previously attended Stonehaven Elementary School in Newmarket. "It's great to have something that parallels St. Andrew's, and our son will be going there this year as well. It's great that our daughter has the same opportunity. She's super excited. We've done a lot of comparisons to Hogwarts." Many of the parents whose daughters will be attending the school have had great experiences with St. Andrew's and are happy that young girls in the community will be afforded the same opportunity. "My boys go to St. Andrew's, so this is unbelievable for the girls," said Danielle McNair, whose daughter is entering grade 10. "She went to school in King City before and she's very excited. I don't even have any words to explain it. It's beautiful and it's great competition for SAC," added Perry Caricow, whose daughter Megan is entering grade 10. "Why do the boys get to have it and not the girls? So, it was a good opportunity for us to have an all-girls school in York Region." Last year, many of the new grade 10 students attended the school as it operated on St. Andrew's campus and were elated to see it finally open. "I'm so excited," said Kariku's daughter Megan. "Last year was so awesome, but we came in here a couple times and actually painted the art room, and I'm so excited to finally see it all come together." This year, 174 girls will be attending the school, and Mark Etherington, chair of both St. Anne's School and St. Andrew's College, called it a momentous day as students prepared to enter the building for the first time. The footsteps of 174 girls echoing through the halls will be heard for the first time as they begin their journey here, he said. "There will be the nervous anticipation of a new school year and a new school, of meeting new people, of exploring this magnificent campus, of sitting in bright classrooms, of being challenged to experiment with new ideas and concepts, of the sound of laughter ringing through the dining hall, of whistles in the gym, of lifelong friendships being formed." On September 10, 1899, St. Andrew's College opened for the first time, and the vision then of developing complete and well-rounded citizens still applies today, said Kevin McHenry, headmaster of St. Andrew's College, who is elated that an all-girls counterpart is now opening. "This is truly an extraordinary day given the journey we've been on," said McHenry, who says the process of opening St. Anne's began more than a decade ago. "I'm awestruck. Our partnership is strong and it's so exciting to build this program." The St. Anne's campus was originally built and opened by former St. Andrew's College parents Anne and Andrew Dunnan, and in 2007, McHenry joked that the manor would be ideal for an all-girls school, which began the journey. "We were invited here, Andrew greeted me and my first thought was, oh my God, this is a girls' school, and from that day forward we've been talking about it," said McHenry. "We've come a long way since then." McHenry and Etherington said none of this would be possible without Sabrina D'Angelo, the headmaster of St. Anne's School, who has been described as the iron will behind the project. "We are making history," she said. "Today is a testament to the power of dreams, dedication, hard work, and the unwavering belief in the potential of young women. We embark on an education experience that promises to provide countless opportunities that will change lives, shape futures, and leave an indelible mark on our community and beyond." D'Angelo said the idea of a school for girls was born from three profound beliefs: the potential of young women and empowering them through education isn't a choice, but a necessity. Girls and boys need an intentional platform to engage meaningfully and authentically, and to find the balance between the two to serve the community. "At St. Anne's, we're committed to empowering students in every realm of their lives," she said. "We aim to instill not only knowledge but the values of integrity, empathy, resilience, kindness, hard work, and leadership. Our goal is to raise a generation of women who are socially conscious and compassionate. A generation of women who are prepared to lead the future."